Each year, communities around the state hold collection events for unwanted medication. Dane County started its drop-off program last fall. Kendra Jacobson helped organize the event as part of a patient safety collaborative.
At our very first med drop, people dropped off all sorts of medications, things that had been off the market for maybe 20 years and not doing anything with it. So it does pose a safety risk for, you know, everyone in the household.
Such collections help keep medicine out of the wrong hands and reduce the amount going into the water system. Small amounts of pharmaceuticals have been detected in tests done both nationally and locally. John Hausbeck is with Public Health Madison Dane County. He describes the program as a way to get ahead of the curve on possible unwanted health effects.
We're seeing them in these trace levels, and that's of concern because we know these chemicals have impacts on us when we take them at higher levels, so we really don't want them there. So this is really a way to get ahead of the curve, act on what we know right now, and not wait till the science says, okay, this does X, Y, and Z to us.
La Crosse County has a permanent year-round drop-off site for old medication. Two other counties, Waukesha and Winnebago, recently started a pilot program in which people can mail back pharmaceuticals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.